This class is about scripture memory. How many of you find it easy to memorize scripture? Anyone would say, I don't really have a hard time memorizing scripture. I'm pretty good. How about memorizing other things? You have a good memory? Or are some of you like I am? I think I am the world's worst memory person. So if you think that you have a hard time, you are in good company today, because I struggle with memorizing things. Now, my wife, she can remember phone numbers that we had, 40 years ago and not in use anymore, and addresses and Bible verses as well. The lyrics to hymns, you'd think that I would just be right on the tip of my tongue, and I get in the middle of the song, I can't remember the next word. I was real famous in Bible college. Being a music student, we did special music in the chapel hour. Well, the requirement was that it had to be memorized. You couldn't go up there and sing a song in chapel with music in front of you. And so I would be making up words during the middle of the song. And we were already dating at that time. Susan was there thinking, that's not the right words. She knew the words sitting back there. I didn't know the words as I was singing. So, here I'm in Bible college. I want to make sure it's doctrinally correct what I'm making up. And make sure that it rhymes for the English department for poetry. That music is poetry, I'm not sure that it always did. But I got through the song. There was another guy who he just couldn't remember it. So he just hummed one verse. We all knew he forgot the words. Scripture memory, it is really important for us. We're going to look at some verses before we get into actually how to go about memorizing verses and some tricks, some aids in helping to memorize verses. We're going to do that in the latter part of the hour. But at the first part here, we want to look at some of the things that are on the sheet that is before you if you got one of those sheets to fill in. And I am missing my Bible. It's right over here. David has some more sheets up here if you need one. See anyone else come in. So the first one is 2 Corinthians 3:18. And I am going to read the verses since this is being recorded here on this lesson, so that the verse gets on the recording as well. But follow along in your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and we're going to find our first blank to fill in here, why we should memorize Scripture. Some good reasons why we memorize Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." What we're going to fill here in this blank is it helps you become more Christ-like. As you memorize Scripture, it gets into your mind, it gets into your thought process, and you helps you become more Christ-like. Transformed, beholding the glory of the Lord. Remember the verses in Tiago, how it says, as we look into the Word, it's like a mirror, and we're looking into it, beholding the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image. So as we memorize the Scripture, it helps us to become more Christ-like. Romans chapter 12. Anyone know these verses? Romans 12, 1 and 2. Boy, that was just last year we were memorizing together as a church these verses. And we were actually memorizing the King James Version. I have the ESV before me this morning, so it'll be a little bit different. Romans 12, 1 and 2 for number 2. "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship or reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So, number two, it renews and fills your mind with truth. I don't think you have to look around too much today to find out that there's not a lot of truth around in our nation, on the news. You know, it's hard to discern what is the truth. Even from conservative sources, sometimes you think, well, I'd really like to know what is the truth here. Well, there is one truth. We get that, should I say, hammered to us in a very good way from the pulpit here in this church. The Word of God is truth, and we need to get the Word of God into our minds. Remember the message that Pastor Caleb preached on, I believe it was the one on homosexuality, transgenderism, and Jesus. And he left us with nine things at the end, and one of them was to continue to speak the truth. Continue to speak what the Bible says. Continue to present, not only to unsaved, but to Christians as well. Because as many evangelicals today, many people who say they are Christian, who are accepting untruths, that are accepting things that are against the Word of God as being normal and okay in our society. So as we memorize the Word of God, it helps us to renew our mind. It fills our mind with truth. Then we can filter everything else we see and hear of through the truth sieve, through the Word of God, to find truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13 is the next one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual." This next one, you probably never heard of this before. I didn't really invent this, but I like what this idea is. It helps you with saturation Bible study. Anyone have any idea what I mean by saturation Bible study?
The repetitiveness.
In what sense would Bible study be repetitive? Tristan. Okay. And the idea is that we see the concept or the principle in 1 Corinthians, but then there's the verses in Romans that kind of talk about the same thing. I need to brag on one of my grandsons right now, if you'll permit me as a grandpa to brag on a grandson. Sarah's oldest son, Caleb, he actually has a photogenic memory, I think. He's just super smart and remembers things. But Sam was preaching from Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, that Jesus, that said, you should be the light of the world. Don't hide it under a bushel. You know, make sure you're being a light of the world. And Sarah, who is watching over her kids during the service and sees that Caleb has his Bible open to John chapter 8. And she says, Caleb, he's in Matthew, not in John. He says, well, I was just looking at that verse where it says that Jesus is the light of the world in John 8, 12. That's saturation Bible study. I think he was 10 at the time. But that's why I can break, you know. That's a kid. But you hear something and you think, oh yeah, I remember another verse that's very similar that has kind of the same thing. So as we memorize, if you don't memorize it, well, maybe if you have a photogenic memory, you just kind of, you know, it's there somewhere and we've heard it. But if it's memorized, we can remember those things and start
seeing how the Bible really is all one message and it all works together. And there's no contradictions in the Bible. If you think there's a contradiction, you're not understanding something, because there are not. It perfectly works together, one another. So that's what we call saturation Bible study. It helps you get an aspect of the whole Word of God as you're studying different areas, and even as you're going through one passage. Number four, Psalm 119. I probably didn't even need to put this one on the list, because if I would ask you, why is it good to memorize Scripture, your mind would probably go to Psalm 119 and verse 11. But verse 9 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." Verse 10 says, "With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments." And then verse 11, ESV, it seems almost strange, because this is a verse I learned in King James Version. What does that say? "Thy word have I hid in my heart. Might not sin against you." ESV says, "I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." So it helps you overcome sin and temptation. When the word of God is there, if you're really serious and you have some temptation that occurs often in your life, and you just stop and say, "Lord, I need your help." And he brings some verses to your mind. Yeah, I need to watch what I'm doing here, because this is not pleasing to you. As the word of God, it helps you then hear the psalmist says. You get the word, store it up in your heart. I like that ESV there, that store it up. "Hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Number five, 1 Peter chapter 3. Does anyone know, without maybe you don't know the whole verse, anyone have an idea what this verse says, the context of it, before you get there? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." Always be ready to give an answer of your faith. And if you don't have any verses stored up in your memory, it's going to be hard to do, but always be ready. It helps you communicate the gospel. And when the verses are there in your mind, you don't have to say to them, "I know there's some verse in the Bible that would help you, but I'll find it and get back to you." Sometimes they need that verse right now. And as you're witnessing to people, as people come up to you and you're, "I haven't prepared to speak to someone about the Christ." The verses are there, and you can just give a verse and be ready to give an answer of that faith that is in you. You see someone and they're maybe actually trying to argue with you. And not that we want to enter into arguing, but as our defense, we have an answer from the Word of God. And as we give that, we know that's truth. We don't have to worry about if what we're telling them is going to be good for their lives or not. It is truth. So be ready with that answer to communicate, first of all, the gospel, as well as all other principles of the Word of God. Jeremiah is our next reference. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16 and 17. Little strange verse in the middle of the Old Testament here, Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16 says this: "Your words were found and I ate them." Well, you might find your kids eating the actual words sometimes, but no, you shouldn't do that. "And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Your words were found and I ate them. Your words became to me a joy and a delight." It helps you during times of trials. Because during times of trials, we're not very joyful usually. But as we have the Word of God, you know, you can probably remember the last time you were having a day that just wasn't so great and you were having some trials going on. And you sat down, read the Word, opened the Word, and you saw, thank you, Lord. I'm having a hard time, but that verse is really precious. And it gives you the joy, the delights that you need at that time. So it helps you during those times of trials. That's one of the good reasons to memorize verses, because we are going to go through trials. We are going to have some hard times. And you know, to have a friend come up and say, you know, it's going to be all right, that's kind of nice, kind of cuddly, to kind of feel like, okay, it's going to be all right. And then you think, you don't know what I'm going through. But God does. And as He gives you the Word, I'm a firm believer, as you're reading the Word regularly and you're going through the passages that you're reading for that day, it's not the idea like, oh, I'm just going to open up the Bible and read a verse. God can use that. I'm not saying that He can't. But in that regular reading of the Word of God, God knows what you need for that day. And there can be a verse that just sticks right out for you because you're passing through something that day. Isn't that amazing what God does with His Word? A verse that you perhaps read at least a dozen times in your life, if not 150 times, and all of a sudden it just lights up in the Word of God as you're reading it. Well, I never saw that before. You never saw it in that way, as God is using that verse to help you that very day. It's His Word. It's alive, it says in Hebrews. And it is ready to be helpful in our lives. So that helps you make wise decisions. That doesn't. It's number 7 that helps you make wise decisions. And we didn't even read the verse. Psalm 119, 105. Does someone know what that verse says without turning there?
Your word is a lamp unto my feet.
And a light unto my path. Yes, the Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. He does show us the next step. Sometimes we just need to know what to do next. Have you heard that? Just do the next thing. And the Lord will show you. And His Word will be useful in that. And it may not be just the passage you're reading, but all those verses you've stored up in your mind, in your scripture memory, that God can use to give you direction. You know, I really shouldn't do this because that does not go along with this verse here. And as you eliminate things that you shouldn't do, sometimes, well, the only thing left is this. And it doesn't go against the Word of God. That, you know, that's the Lord using Scripture to filter out the other things, to show you the path that you should walk. So it helps you make wise decisions in Psalm 119, 105. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Does anyone know what these verses say before we get there? Verses 16 and 17. Say again. No, that's Hebrews 4. That's a good one, though. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration. God, I have the ESV, is breathed out by God, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So it gives focus. I guess you could use the word guidance. It gives focus to your day, because the Word of God is inspired. It is inspired by God. All Scripture is inspired by God, and it is useful in those four areas. And those are very distinct areas here in our life, that we need teaching, we need reproof, we need correction, we need training. Scripture memory would be part of the training one as well. But all of that Scripture, it's helpful. It gives focus to your day. And as you're working on verses, how many times those verses can come back to you? You get into something in the middle of a day, the Lord knew what you were going to get into. And you have those verses
ready at your fingertips. The last one. There's no verse for this one. And I imagine we could find a verse if we worked hard enough, but this one I find very, very interesting in light of what 2022 brings us. And we think this could never happen to us in our generation. And it probably won't. But how about our children's generation or our grandchildren? It prepares you for the future underground church. You know, a couple years ago, you would say, that'll never happen here. And now you think today, well, who knows? Because a whole lot has happened in the last few years. And the world is changing a lot. And we do know that there are places in the world. We have enough communication now to know there is the underground church in some countries, China especially, where they could be arrested for having a Bible. But as you memorize the Word of God, and in some of these places, I understand that they divide the Bible up. You memorize this, you memorize this, you memorize this. So when we get together later, we can recall all the verses. We don't have the written. Boy, what a privilege we have. How many Bibles do you have in your home? You know, at least a half dozen probably, if not 20. Or parts of Scripture. Or you can go to the store, you can order online, and tomorrow it can be delivered to your house. What a privilege we have. But we may not always have that privilege. And it may not always be so easy. And there are places in the world that's very true. And although it probably will not happen in our lifetime here in the United States, just think about future generations and teaching others to memorize the Word as well. That is the reasons, the some principles behind of what we're going to work on in the last part of our hour this morning. We're going to get some practical ways of memorizing some scripture now. But these nine things helps us to give us some direction why it's important to memorize Scripture. So even though you may be like I am and have a really difficult time memorizing verses, there are some practical things we can do. There are some important reasons why we need to put some time and effort into it. Are there some things, even though you have a hard time memorizing verses, are there some things that you easily can memorize? Used to be phone numbers, not anymore. Now it's even hard to memorize phone numbers because we don't have to push them in and just, oh, that's already there. The name pops up and we push it. Phone numbers,
songs.
Addresses,
kids' birthdays, music, songs.
Kids' birthdays, songs. Okay.
Social Security number.
Social Security number, yeah. And then when you need it, right on the hour, you forget it, you know.
Names.
Names. You know, if you have an easy memorizing names, that's good. Because I meet someone, and then 5 seconds later, I'm thinking, what did they say their name was? So that's my excuse. Those of you that are visiting or don't remember your name yet, you know, I'm really poor at remembering things, and I need to work at it. So for me, it's work. Is there a reason to work at it? Those nine reasons give a lot of reasons why I need to work at memorizing Scripture. I need to put in the effort. So even if it's not easy, it's something we've learned that we really need to do. We're going to use a passage from Psalm chapter 40, not chapter, it's Psalm 40, and verses 1 through 3 as our, can we say, guinea pig for memorizing verses. These happen to be some of my favorite verses. But as we begin to memorize a portion of Scripture, there are some things that we can do to help us make it easier. The first thing, just read it. Let's read it together to start out with. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. That are the verses we're going to spend the rest of our hour on, these three verses. And by the end of the hour, these three verses will be pretty much in your mind and perhaps already memorized, depending upon how well you memorize. The first thing that you can do after you've read it through, and actually it is very beneficial to read it through maybe 20 times, just read the verse through. But I like to go to this next step and write the verse out on a piece of paper or on a 3x5 card in main thoughts. You see, it's divided up here a little bit. The first part, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. That's one thought. We go to the next thought. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And then he set my feet on a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth and praise unto our God. Conclusion, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Do you notice something by writing it out like this, how already it's a little bit easier to see the different parts of the verse? A little bit easier to break it down. We went back to this one, it's all one big glob, right? As we divide it up, we see, I can start working on this. So write out the main thoughts. After you've written it out like this and you're reading it over with these main thoughts, this one I have to give credit to the last class that I taught 3 weeks ago, Harry Santiago. He had this idea. I think he's a good memorizer. But I am including this, so I need to give credit to him. Visualize the concepts in this verse. So we're going to start with the first part. I waited patiently for the Lord. Get a scene in your mind, whether it's in your house, maybe it's in the doctor's office. Have you had to wait patiently? Well, you had to wait anyway, maybe not patiently. But you're someplace, you're waiting. Maybe it's your work, something that you do. Get some visual in your mind where you can see you or someone waiting patiently. You got that picture in your mind? I waited patiently for the Lord. And then someone came in. He inclined unto me and heard my cry, heard what I had to say. Maybe you can picture your newborn baby in the crib and they are waiting patiently for you. And you inclined unto them, you heard their cry. Whatever it is, get some visual in your mind that works for you. It may be that you can visualize something in your home. Maybe your husband is waiting patiently for the dinner meal. And you inclined unto him because you heard him cry. Whatever works for you, get some kind of visual in your mind. Got it? Now let's say these first few phrases. I waited patiently for the Lord. Can you see it? And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And then we go to the next section. Get another visual. It might be a continuation of your fake story that you're making up in your mind. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Anyone have a visual in your mind that would work? Maybe you've been...
Slimy.
What's that?
Slimy.
Slimy, yeah. And you can see down in that pit, maybe it's an old well that was at your grandpa's farm or something, you know. You brought me up out of a horrible pit. Maybe you fell into it. You were playing. You weren't supposed to be there, you know. So someone brought you up out of the horrible pit. out of the miry clay that was down there. Yeah, can you see it? And then he set my feet upon a rock. And then that established my going. So that gave direction because I'm on the rock. Now let's say this verse with those visuals in mind. Think about what your visuals are. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my goings. And you can work a little bit more on that. We're going to go to the last part. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Got a visual?
Choir.
Maybe you're in the choir, or you like to listen to the choir. Okay, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And then we have a conclusion. I just put these together because it's really short things here, but you can divide it. What's the result of all this? Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. It's kind of an order there. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord because they're fearing God, because they saw what God was doing. So let's say this part. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Okay, one more game, can we say that, we can do to help memorize this verse as we look at this one. Put actions to the verse. Use your hands. Stand up if you need to. Sit down. Wherever, if you're at home, you can do a lot of different things to use actions to memorize it. It kind of goes along with the visual part. But I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. So make up some actions that work for you. Let's go through the verse. We'll try to say it slowly so that as we're going through it, go ahead, make up your own actions. It'll be different from the person sitting beside you or different from what I'm doing maybe or the same thing. But make up some actions that as we're going through it, you can use to get it in your mind. Ready? I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock, upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Okay? See, the actions, then if you remember those actions, then can help you remember. I use actions a lot. I might be memorized verse while I'm driving the car. I've got a nice commute to come up here, and I try to keep one hand on the steering wheel, actions help a lot. And I'll even do some of them when I'm doing the verses up here we're memorizing, and he's above all and through all and in you all. Those things just help concrete those ideas to get in. Okay, so one other thing that helps. Let's go through it one more time with actions. And you can actually use actions and visualizing together at the same time. We'll go a little bit quicker this time. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Got it? Can we take away the words?
No.
We won't yet. Another exercise. Take out every other word. Now, this actually is a little bit of work. Let me get my phone here. This is a little bit of work to do, but you know, you can write it out this way as well. Write out every other word and then look at this. There are apps that you can get on your phone for Bible memory. One of the apps I have, it's called Verses. I probably will get rid of this one and find another one because I think you have to pay for this one. And I don't want to pay if I don't have to. There's probably a free one out there. But as you get onto the app, it'll have different games you can play to memorize a verse. They'll take out every other word. And you'll have something like this. So, let's try saying the verse with every other word missing. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. It wasn't that hard to find that word that was missing. So as you're looking at every other word, you can almost pretty much easily come up with the other word. Let's try it one more time. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now, you might have to go back and, I missed this word a lot of times. Just see what that one is. When you go back and see what it is, chances are the next time you'll remember that one. There's one word also. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. That's what I always miss. The also is after the I. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Go back. There it is. He brought me up also. Okay. So we're on the one with skipping every other word. Then go back. Put all the words in. Kind of looking at it, kind of not looking at it. Read it over. See if you can get through. Back to the one missing words. And so back and forth, you're going to get those. Now, my favorite one, and this is the one that we're going to end with, is using the first letter of every word. Write it out like this. Use the punctuation. Use the lines. You have the first letter of every word as you go through here. Can you see them? Are they big enough? Let's try it. I waited patiently for the Lord. You see how easy that is? Got the first letter for every word. It's right there. You can come up with it. Let's do it again. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. With one letter, you were pretty much able to come up with all the words in the verse. Now, we've been working on it for 14 minutes. Three verses. That's about 5 minutes a verse. Are we ready to say the verse now? Maybe not. But you can see that it's already there, getting closer to being memorized. And then you can go back, and just as we did the part with the visualizing, you can do just that first part, maybe with the letters. Let's just stop after cry. Let's see if we can get through it down to the third line. I'm not going to say anything this time from the microphone. Let's try it again. I'll start out.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
Okay, now let's go with this one. The first three lines.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
One more time, the first verse.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
The first verse, ready?
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
Okay, we've got verse one. By the time we would get through the rest of the working on verses. Now, the key is, this is what I tell music students as well. It does not help to practice on 3 hours the day of your lesson. It helps to practice 10 minutes every day. You're going to remember and be able to do a lot more. Because there's something about it, you work on it one day and you build on it the next day, and you might think the next day, boy, I forgot everything I learned the first day. But by the third day, maybe you forgot things you learned the first day, but you're remembering the things that you learned the second day. And as you build on it, working on it a little bit each day, by the end of the week, you'll be surprised how well you can have those verses in mind. Now, as we think of the verses we're learning together as a church, repetition. Since January, we've been repeating verse 1 and 2. And we get into 3, 4. We're starting with verses 9 and 10. 9 and 10 are going to seem like, oh, how am I ever going to memorize those? By the end of the month, boy, we've got them pretty well. Repetition is very important. So a little bit of time every day rather than just sitting down for 3 hours in one day to try to memorize it. Probably will not work. You probably, oh, I mean, 3 hours working on something. You better have something to come out of those 3 hours of work. But constant repetition is really important. Anyone else have some helpful hints that have been really good for you? We didn't mention about just writing out the verse, writing it repetitively. Did you ever have to go, or is this only Anne of Green Gables, that Anne with an E had to go write her name on the board, 100 times? Well, that was one thing. But writing over and over and over again, actually writing and you're seeing the words, that really does help a lot.
Reading it out loud or reading it to somebody.
Okay, reading it out loud or reading it to someone is a hint here. That's very helpful. Rebecca?
Sometimes just having the same rhythm every time you say it over and over, so you get like a cadence with it.
Yes.
That really helps.
Okay. Very good.
I would say listening to it, like on like a app that
there you go.
To you.
That's another thing on the app. I forgot. They've got lots of games you can play with it, you know, learning and choosing what. There's multiple choice. Choose a word that fits in there. But listening to it. Even if you need to record it yourself and then listen to it back, there are multiple ways that you can do that. That helps a lot. Listen, read at the same time, put them together, do the actions, visualize it. All those things together really help. John.
Just a thought about the question you asked about the underground church.
Yes.
The statistics today for China is that there's approximately 150 million to 240 million Christians of all different denominations in China, and it's growing.
That are underground.
Those are the statistics.
Okay.
The statistics for the United States are approximately the same. I mean, we have a different population difference, but ours is shrinking.
Okay.
Theirs is growing. That's just a thought to put in people's mind, whether you should or should not.
Okay, John is telling about the, repeating it for the recording here, about the church in China, how it is growing and having even now more larger numbers than the United States. And a lot of those are underground and they don't have the Word of God. Most of them would be. They need to be memorizing. So, Stephanie.
Talking about being repetitive, one of the things I found helpful is with verses I've memorized in the past, like Romans 12, I try to review them at least once a month because inevitably as I'm memorizing new verses, it's harder to remember the other verses.
Yes, review them. Maybe we should do that at the church. Go back to the one from the year before and throw it in the middle of the year. I'll find someone else to lead that. But actually, very, very important. Repetition. Any other thoughts? That will close up this morning and hope you have some good ideas. Rebecca.
Question. I know she did like three verses at a time. Is it better to start with several verses or one verse?
Oh, that's completely, you know, maybe there's just one verse that you want to memorize out of that chapter because that verse, or maybe like 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, you want those two, they kind of go together. So that just depends upon context, depends upon what you want. My nephew is really, really good at memorizing. He'll take whole chapters. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You know how many verses are in that chapter? Like 58? he actually recited that at my mom's funeral. Just as it, you know, comes alive, as it's memorized and given out. So it just depends upon if you want to do one verse or whole chapter. And there are people that learn whole books of the Bible. I can't say that I'm one of those. But that's to my shame, not to their glory. Anyone else? Another thought? Let's close in word of prayer. Lord, thank you for your word that we have, the opportunity we have to have it in our hands, and sometimes we perhaps get lazy because we can just open the Bible and read it. We can look it up on our phones and we can have it so easily accessed. But there is something that's really helpful in our lives and growing in our Christian lives to have it hid in our heart, have it stored up there. We're ready to recall it at any time, whether we have the Bible in front of us or not, and then it just helps us in our lives to live pure and clean lives and get through the trials that you have before us. So we thank you for your word. Help us to use it in such a way that it will be very precious to us as we memorize it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you for your time here.